Praise be Jesus and Mary.
Known for
we, the Franciscans of the Immaculate, have restored an old ancient feast, which we celebrate as feast, that of the espousals of the Blessed Virgin Mary. That moment when legally our most blessed mother took as her legal spouse Saint Joseph. Though we note in this gospel passage we just heard, it was a legal marriage, but they did not yet live together. In the ancient Hebraic tradition, the groom and the bride would celebrate their espousals, the actual marriage ritual, and then they would live separately. The bride would go back to her home with her parents. The groom would go to his home and wait a year, and then come and claim his bride, and they would begin to live together. And this passage tells us where this begins is before, after the espousals, after the legal ritual of the marriage, but before Saint Joseph had come to claim Mary as his bride, that he finds she is with child, and he knows the child is not his. He doesn't question Our Lady's integrity at all, or her purity. He wants to protect her from the authorities who would stone her as an adulteress once they found out. And then it is that the angel appears to him. Our Lady didn't tell him. She already knew, of course. This would have occurred just about the time that Our Lady returned from her cousin Elizabeth after the birth of St. John the Baptist. So nobody knew that Our Lady was carrying within her womb the incarnate Son of God. When she arrived at the house of Elizabeth, Elizabeth didn't know until it was revealed to her by the Holy Spirit, when the infant in her womb leapt for joy at the presence of the infant in the womb of Our Blessed Lady. Saint Joseph did not know either. Thus it is, now 3 months later, after the Annunciation, she returns to her home in Nazareth, and Saint Joseph comes, or is prepared to come take her, now it's about the time, and she's with child. He doesn't know. It's revealed to him in the dream by the angel. And then we note also Saint Joseph's response. It was an immediate obedience to the angel. He took her as his wife. He was called to be not only her guardian, to protect her and her virginity and her purity, but also as the guardian of our Lord, the incarnate Son of God, there incarnate already in the womb of the Blessed Virgin Mary. It is this espousal that we celebrate today, which brings to us then the sacredness of marriage and the indissolubility of the sacrament of the marriage, thus providing a stable home for the rearing of children. A beautiful thing when you stop to reflect on that. A beautiful vocation. Marriage is a beautiful vocation. All arranged by God Himself, and raised to a sacrament by our Lord Himself, with all the necessary graces to carry out that state of life. We reflect here on this, the perfection of the family life, the holy family. And we reflect on this sacred moment that Saint Joseph and Saint Mary, our Blessed Mother, came together. That is, celebrated that espousal, that moment of a loving union with each other that would not entail consummation, as it were. They would both retain their virginity, but yet Our Lady would bear and raise the Son of God, and Saint Joseph become his guardian, his, as it were, putative father, legal father, but not, okay, but not the natural. But it highlights the very awesome mystery that is taking place. very incarnation and of the Word of God, the Son of God, and his being prepared for the redemption. Let us reflect as we throughout this day, then, as we reflect on this moment, very happy moment, blessed moment, the espousals of blessed of St. Joseph and Mary, of that great sacredness of the sacrament, of sacredness of that union, the marital union, given us by God, out of love for God. And it should always be that love for God, and to seek to share that love in a very intimate union. That we all may share that love of God in paradise. Praised be Jesus and Mary, now and forever.